And now it's just time for Question of the Week. So, Hannah, what do you have for us?
Well, Ben, this week we go green. Anton from the Ukraine wrote in with this.
Hi, I would like to ask a question about artificial photosynthesis. Does it exist? What kind of challenges do scientists have in this field? And what potential benefit to humanity could it bring?
So, could we mimic the power of plants to meet our energy demands? With the answer is Helen Woodfield from Cambridge University's Department of Plant Sciences.
Yes, artificial photosynthesis does indeed exist. Photosynthesis is essentially the means by which energy from the sun is captured and used to split water molecules to generate fuel for the plant to use in growth. What scientists are trying to do is to use the principles from natural photosynthesis to harvest the sun's energy and convert it into fuel. The main challenge being met in this field is in the splitting of water.
And to find out what splitting water could be used for, we turn to Dirk Mersch, a chemist at Cambridge University.
The answer is very simple. If we split water, we produce hydrogen, and hydrogen is a much cleaner fuel than the fuels we are currently using. And this fuel can be used, for example, using fuel cells to power cars.
Sounds great. So what are scientists busy working on to make this happen then? Back to Dirk.
The challenges we are facing at the moment are coming not just from the light harvesting side, where we have the same challenges as in solar cells, but also on the catalyst side, because the catalyst has to be very efficient and very robust. And the catalysts are essential for our devices because they speed up the reaction, in general, increase the efficiency of the device. At the moment, platinum catalysts fulfill this criteria. However, they're quite expensive. So what we are working on are cost-effective catalysts such as cobalt-based or nickel-based ones.
Thanks, Helen and Dirk. So a promising technology for the future. Well, with that topic illuminated, we switch our brains over to a new question. Wilson wrote in with this.
I have suffered from depression for many years. I have tried every medicine on the market, but nothing really happened. I heard about gene therapy for depression, and my question is, does it work? And when will the treatment be available for a patient like me?
So, gene therapy for depression. What do you think about that one? Let us know by posting on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.